Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. On most college campuses today, female students outnumber male students. Claudia Buckman, professor of sociology at Ohio State University, explores the reasons for this recent reversal of the higher education gender gap.
Not that long ago, men got more college degrees than women, but the number of women with degrees skyrocketed in recent decades. Today, women earn 57% of all BA degrees, 60% of all master's degrees, and more than half of all PhDs. Women's rising education is one factor behind the declining gender wage gap, which narrowed from 62 cents to the dollar in the 1970s to 82 cents today. In fact, girls have long gotten better grades in school than boys, but women used to have to choose between getting an education and having a family, and most Americans believed that a woman's place was in the home. These norms began to erode in the 1960s as the women's movement promoted more equal opportunity for women. Boys also used to take more college prep classes than girls, but today girls have the advantage. 43% of girls complete Algebra 2 and chemistry in high school. Only 38% of boys do. And girls get higher grades than boys in these advanced courses. Why do boys get lower grades than girls? It's not because girls are smarter, but girls are more engaged and put more effort into their schoolwork. Their greater effort translates into a better chance of enrolling in college and staying in college to get the degree. Boys who haven't put in the effort and practice during middle and high school are not prepared for success in college, so they're less likely to enroll and more likely to drop out. Our research finds that boys do compete for high grades in schools where academic effort is expected and valued. And students, especially boys, perform better when they understand how their future success in college and work is directly linked to their efforts in school today.
That was Claudia Buckman of Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
I didn't even know you, you couldn't have been too much more than 10.